My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He has joined us on a number of critical issues throughout the year, from the Supreme Court debate over the definition of marriage to whether or not Obamacare and the HHS mandate on contraception could stand, as well as abortion and many other topics. And we're here for the next few minutes to look at the cultural year in review. And Matt, it's always good to have you with us.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's start with the year in terms of the marriage debate. The big story, of course, came at the Supreme Court, and for the most part, it did not go the way of traditional marriage forces. The Defense of Marriage Act, in part, was struck down. At the same time, they also allowed gay marriage to move forward in California, but some saw that as the lesser of two evils, since the court could have potentially used the California case to declare gay marriage legal everywhere. So where do we stand in this debate as a result of the Supreme Court decision?
Well, where we stand is in a very precarious situation, because what the Supreme Court did was strike down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and essentially call everyone who believes in marriage as one man and one woman a bigot and a hater of humanity, which is astounding that a Supreme Court would do this, or five individuals of that court would have the audacity to do so. And they used the term equal protection, but they never did an equal protection analysis. So that particular decision is being used around the country to attack state constitutional marriage laws or state laws that affirm marriage as one man and one woman. And I think it'll have a very destructive effect. I think really that that decision delegitimizes the United States Supreme Court just as much as the Dred Scott decision delegitimized the Supreme Court, where they said that people of color were not citizens, therefore they were not entitled to the protections of the Constitution. Or Buck versus Bell, which the Supreme Court said three generations of imbeciles are enough, and therefore the state can forcibly sterilize people of lower IQ. I think it falls in the same category, and I think hopefully history will understand that this decision is just a bigoted opinion of five individuals. But in the meantime, I think in the short run, I think it'll ultimately have a very negative effect around the country.
Well, we also saw a number of state legislatures, Minnesota, Illinois, Rhode Island, possibly others. I know New Jersey and more recently New Mexico legalizing it from the bench. So where do you see this fight heading? It seems like the momentum is on the other side of this debate. How do you get it back?
Well, I think, you know, what we've seen in the last several months is the momentum is moving towards same-sex marriage, with some of these so-called victories that are taking place for the same-sex marriage movement. But on the other hand, I think that the American people are seeing the underside of the same-sex marriage agenda that we've warned about, and that's the intolerance of it. That is the absolute dominance of it against any worldview, particularly a Christian worldview. And I think you see this even with regards to the Duck Dynasty show, where Phil Robertson speaks about his understanding of human sexuality and that homosexuality is a sin, and then he gets censored by the A&E, even though Duck Dynasty is the most popular nonfiction cable show in the history of America. So I think more and more people are starting to say, this is just going too far, and I think this whole agenda may well overplay its hand.
You've been involved in, as I mentioned in the intro, the court case confronting the employer mandate when it comes to Obamacare and religious-based organizations. Liberty University was your client. We've seen the Hobby Lobby case. We've also seen cases around the country where folks who have a conscientious and moral objection to same-sex weddings, bakers, florists, photographers, and so forth. Do you sense that that's going to be a point where the tide turns here? And if so, how?
I think that tide will begin to turn as people begin to realize that, in fact, this is very intolerant. And when a wedding photographer in New Mexico is told that you have to photograph a same-sex wedding, otherwise you can't be a wedding photographer, when a baker is told you have to participate in making cakes for same-sex ceremonies, otherwise you can't make cakes for other weddings, I think more and more of those kinds of things that we've seen for many years, we've warned about for many years, but the general public has been asleep and they haven't been paying attention. But when they begin to see this, I think they're going to say, and they are saying, enough's enough. This is an intolerant agenda. In fact, this is not only intolerant, it's illogical, it's an unhealthy agenda, and frankly, it's a harmful agenda that needs to ultimately be corralled back in. And I think that's what we'll ultimately see. I think you're going to see some more situations where the so-called same-sex marriage agenda may win some battles here and there. But I think, by and large, the American people still believe in traditional and Judeo-Christian moral values and ethics, and I think at the end of the day, that will prevail.
Matt, another major issue, of course, in the culture debate is abortion, and many would suggest that it was actually a pretty good year for the pro-life side because of the Gosnell case in Philadelphia, where he was convicted of murdering children who survived attempted abortions, that many different states around the country then adopted laws tightening abortion laws and limiting it basically to 20 weeks and under. Obviously, I'm sure you would like to see that be strengthened even more, but what do you make of the momentum on that front this year?
Well, I think that on the abortion matter, the 2013 year is going to be a very historic year. More pro-life legislation was passed or put on the ballot for statewide initiatives than any other year previous, and I think that momentum will continue to grow. Certainly, even the Obamacare, with regards to the forced funding of abortion, has taken a number of hits with regards to court after court after court issuing injunctions blocking the Obamacare from forcing religious or even for-profit companies from having to fund abortion. And, of course, that issue now is before the United States Supreme Court. So 2013 has been a good year. We need to continue that momentum. But at the end of the day, we need to ultimately return America to a culture of life. One child is too many children that are sacrificed for convenience, and we need to return this country to a culture of life. Many countries around the world are continuing to move towards the protection of marriage and also protection of life. Peru, for example, is just one of the countries in Latin America that has in its constitution the protection of human life from the moment of conception. And I think we need to move that way in America, and that's the direction that we're headed.
Last question real quick, Matt. You were with us just a couple of days after Election Day last year, and you talked about the gravity of that decision by the American people. Here's a quick clip of what you said, and I've got a quick question for you on the other side.
An amazing thing happened. A disturbing thing happened on Tuesday. This was not just an election. This could be the beginning of the death of America.
You talked about a number of different issues that this election could have an impact on. Do you still believe that that election had that impact?
Yes, I do. I think that President Obama has been a devastatingly negative impact and effect on America, not just America, but around the world. As I was in Latin America recently, particularly in Lima, Peru, one thing that was very clear is the concern that they have over the Obama administration actively working to undermine their Judeo-Christian values, particularly in the area of life and marriage. And it's not just in Latin America, it's all over the world. So not only are we seeing that here in America, but we're seeing the devastating negative impact of basically a bankrupt, morally bankrupt presidency that is having a very negative and bad effect globally.
Matt, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, very much for your time, and thank you for what you've done for us all year long. And happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. God bless. Bye-bye.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's also the dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.